I'm ready when you are.
Ready? Ready, CJ?
I'm ready when you're ready.
Here we go. Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We're coming to you from One Bills Drive, and joining us in studio, one of our all-time guests now, running back CJ Spiller. You really are. I think you're right near the top of the list, if not at the top of the list on this show, which, you know, doesn't really mean anything to you, does it?
I think it do, John. I think I want to be – I mean, they always say you want to be the best at what you do, so – to be able to be the number one guy to come on the John Murphy Show, I think that'll sit well with me. I think I should get like a little trophy or something.
I'm
going to
work on that for you. Hey, can we tell people why you were in this room to begin with? I guess we can, right? The Family Guy. You did a little video voiceover piece for the cartoon show, The Family Guy, today. How did that go?
It went really well. You know, I got asked probably about a week or two ago to, I guess you say, lend my voice over to the Family Guy guys, and they just wanted me to read a little thing that they'll use in the scene, so... I haven't really watched the show, so I guess since I'm doing that one, I guess I'll watch it and see how it turned out.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Well, CJ, you're back here. The last time we had you in here was a couple of months ago, but you come back this week, and today, for the first time, it really kind of felt like football for you guys to be out on the field, didn't it?
Without a doubt. You know, past 2 weeks have just been, you know, lifting and running and, you know, installing stuff, just getting familiar with the play system. But now today was awesome to get on the field and just start running around and just getting back into the normal things. And so it was definitely a first day. Definitely got a long way to go. And we know that as a team. We're definitely not where we want to be. So, but overall, I think guys was out there flying around.
It seemed like, and I saw one piece of video from a run that you had, it was like a signature run up the middle for you, and you had a couple of two or three cuts. You know the one I'm talking about the second or third team session today, I think.
Yeah, it was a nice little zone run for us, and, you know, everything. I did a great job of disciplining my eyes and doing my reads, and was able to get a good cut back, and maybe it was a touchdown, maybe it was a 60-yarder, who knows.
How much different is this offense for you, and how much is the terminology different than what you had the last couple of years?
Well, everything's different. You know, it's a completely different system than what I've been in the previous 3 years. But, you know, sometimes you just have to change, and, you know, that can be a good thing. So, you know, I've been able to pick it up as much as I can and quickly as I can. And, you know, as we continue to put it in and we continue to just rep it and get repetitions, that's the more familiar that I get with it. So, you know, it's good to get on the playing fields and be able to go through it.
Up until today, when you've been in the classroom in the running back meetings and the offensive meetings, do they show you video, like, of what they want you to do? They show you old Syracuse video, or what would they even show
you? Yeah, they show me that old Orangeman Syracuse video. Have a hard time looking at that stuff because that's not the real orange, you know.
All right, I figured that was coming.
But no, they just show the plays and, you know, where guys should be at and, you know, what it should look like. And, you know, but it's definitely different once you get out there and run through it. So today was a good stepping stone, I guess you can say.
It seems like, based on the guys coming off the field today, that there was a pretty fast pace to the practice today. You were running plays at a pretty good clip, weren't you?
If guys thought that was fast pace, they ain't seen nothing yet.
Really?
We nowhere near where we want to be. But, I mean, it was the main thing. We got our work done, and we got off the field. You know, wasn't no getting extra or nothing like that. You know, and that's the main thing that we got to look at. You go on there, you get your job done, then you get off. You know, I think coach is a firm believer in just getting your job done and getting off the practice field instead of out there just going through the motions. I think today that's what we did, was able to get our job done.
When you think about pace, I mean, I think people are thinking that there might be a no-huddle element. Did you work that in today, or do you see that coming down the road a little bit?
It might be something that'll come later. Today was just kind of just letting guys hear the plays and just pretty much just going out there and just running around. You know, we just, like I said earlier, we've just been lifting and running. Today, guys was just out there running around, cutting and just getting familiar with the routes and the blocking scheme in the run game. So eventually, later on, we'll probably pick the pace up a little bit.
Has the blocking scheme changed much? I mean, you seeing different things than you saw?
It's similar. There ain't too much of a difference. So that's the good thing. And I got faith in my big guys up front to get their job done.
You know, we're asking all these questions based on one practice, so, and there's a long way to go, but you have had a couple of weeks in the classroom with Tyrone Wheatley, your running backs coach, and I know the last time we spoke, you said hello to him, but you really didn't know that much about him. What's your impression of Coach Wheatley so far?
Well, the good thing about Coach Wheatley is he'd have played the position before, you know, and that's not to knock Coach Malkins, because he was a great teacher and a great person that helped develop my career so far. But Coach Wheatley, he understands what we go through because he'd have been in those seats. So it's good to have a guy like that. And, you know, he let us be. He treats us like professionals. And, you know, he does a great job of explaining, you know, defenses in our playbook of, you know, the whole concept of what we should do. It's definitely going to be, I think we're definitely going to have a great gel as we continue to try to build this trust and he get familiar with us and vice versa.
How about the new offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett? You've been in meeting rooms with him now for a couple of weeks.
Very energized guy. You can tell. I think he's itching and ready to go to that up tempo. I told him, you know, just hold back a little bit. We're going to let that horse out the stable sooner or later. Great guy, understands football and putting guys in position to go out and just make plays and do what they naturally known to do. So that's a good thing to have in your offensive coordinator.
When people think about a fast-paced, up-tempo offense, sometimes they think you're going to throw it all over the place. Is that the case with this offense, do you think?
I hope not. You know,
yeah, I know. Come, yeah, I'm sure
come wintertime, we're going to have to run that football.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just a different pace. You know, you're going to run the ball. I don't think you can throw the ball the whole game. We wouldn't want to do that, but you know, it'll definitely going to be interesting to see how it goes.
To your credit, CJ, the last year you and Fred both found a way to share the reps back there, and I know you've been asked that question 100 times, but moving forward, how do you think that split will go, and how would you like to see it go?
We haven't really got into it about, you know, who's going to get the, I guess as the media people say, the buck of the load.
Yeah.
You know, with me and Fred, is we always keep an eye on each other. We always looking out for each other, making sure God, that we both fresh and making sure that we both understand it. So I think whatever the plan is, I think we both will be fine with it.
I think a lot about what Ryan Fitzpatrick used to say, how Fred was his favorite teammate. I mean, Fred Jackson has those qualities, doesn't he, that you can be honest with him and you can compete with him and still have a good relationship with him, it would seem.
Right. You know, that's just the game of football is competition, you know, and I'd have done it my whole life, so it's nothing new to me, I'm definitely looking forward to another year of competition. It's only going to make both of us better, and if we do that, it'll make this team better.
CJ Spiller, our guest, he's in studio with us, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Last time we had you in here was about a week before you went back to your workout regimen in Los Angeles, and we saw a lot of video of that on BuffaloBills.com. We saw you running up those sand dunes right by the beach. Where was that, in Malibu, California?
No, it was right off the PCH.
Coast Highway there?
Yeah, it was right up off the coast.
That was a serious beach. I mean, you were running up some pretty big sand dunes.
A great workout. We call that Road Trip Friday because we go to different spots each Friday. So in that particular Friday, I guess my trainer kind of wanted to show off, so he wanted to go to the sand dunes. But it's a great training. Like you said, it's a hill, nothing but sand, and you're doing different drills for about 45 minutes. So I definitely love going out there.
And there were some other professional athletes in your group, right, in that group that we were with?
Yeah, we had Clay Matthews out there.
That's right.
Taylor Mays was out there with us. Clay's brother, he was out there. Jamie Clawson was in the group. The running back from New England, Green,
okay.
He was out there. It's definitely a great group of guys pushing each other. And, you know, I think that kind of helps me translate to when I come back to Buffalo because of the competition that takes place in the off season. And then when I go back in July, you know, we're going to have a lot of more guys. So that's pushing each other and competing to want to be the best.
Part of that video, too, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't you doing yoga and didn't they incorporate yoga into your workout?
Yes, my yoga instructor, Miss Patricia, she's the work with some of the best athletes in the world. And, you know, I was able to hook up with her about a year ago. I kind of explained to her what I wanted to do, get my flexibility right. She said, well, let's get it done. And so ever since then, she definitely I'd have seen the benefits that it had.
And tell me how different you are. I mean, are you more flexible? Are you bigger, smaller, lighter than you were last year at this time?
No, I'm actually about the same. I'm definitely more flexible, and I can definitely tell in my strides and in my running. That's the biggest thing. When you get flexibility, you get more faster. So that's a good thing for me. It might be a bad thing for the upcoming opponents.
I would think flexibility might help you avoid injuries, too.
Yeah, it definitely helps avoid injuries as well. So, and that's very key, especially at this position that we play, that you want to stay as healthy as possible. And good thing is we got a lot of running backs, so I think this is going to be a great year for us.
You've got these 3 days of voluntary mini camp workouts this week, and then back to the off season conditioning. Do you see yourself staying here for most of that over the next several months?
Yeah.
You go back to LA, or what's your plan?
I'm staying here. I won't go back to LA until July. I'm gonna just stay up here and be around my teammates, and you know, put in this work together, because at the end of the day, we're trying to do something special here, and I want those guys. I think everybody wanted to be here and have that one come and go. So far, we've had a great attendance. I don't think we've had too many guys miss. So that's always good when you're trying to get that foundation started.
We had Coach Marone in the studio when the offseason program began a couple of weeks ago, CJ, and he talked about building a team and team chemistry and said he thinks now is the time that happens when when guys are doing conditioning work with each other and you know, working out in the weight room and looking at each other and pushing each other. He thinks that's when you build a team, not necessarily in the middle of a season.
That is, I mean, because that's when it starts. You can kind of get a feel for who you can depend on, because this is the hard part. You know, I think Muhammad Ali said it best. He hated training, but, you know, he knew he had to do it because he wanted to be victorious when he got in the ring. So this is the time when you see, you know, the teammates that you can really count on, and also pushing each other, you know, making each other better, and making sure that everybody has their focus and had the same mindset. And that's winning the championship.
You know, I don't know if Bills fans feel it outside the building, but you'd be hard-pressed not to notice inside the building there is optimism in this group with the new coaches, with the different things they've done cosmetically to the building. And even being on the field today, you can tell that things have changed here, haven't they?
It has. And, you know, these coaches, they definitely treat you professionally. And that's all you can ask for a coach. You know, you don't want a coach that's going to treat you like you're back in Clemson or nothing like that. So they definitely keep it on a professional level. And they definitely trying to just change the culture around here and to change the mindset. And I think it's just going to trickle down to the players. So, you know, I'm a guy, I'm even keel. I'm not going to get too high right now, because at the end of the day, you know, the season haven't started yet, and we still have to go out and win games.
Last question, the draft next week, a week from this Thursday. Anybody you're rooting for? Anybody you're going to follow in the draft? Anybody you really want to see where they go?
Yeah, I always follow the Clemson guys.
Right.
So that's it.
Who do you want this team to draft, Buffalo?
I can't say.
You have somebody in mind?
I got somebody in mind.
Offense, defense?
I can't say, John. You try. That's a good try. I can't say, but I definitely have. I got my number 8 pick already.
Okay.
But, it means nothing.
Make sure you let the powers that be know. You got a voice.
I can voice it and let them know what I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can't make that decision. But I definitely have, you know, who I like to see with that 8th pick.
All right. CJ, thanks.
Thank you, John.
CJ Spiller, Bills running back, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.